President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today that will direct the U.S. government to prioritize artificial intelligence in its research and development spending. A key question, how will this affect the software industry? Is this a welcome development? How much money could get funneled? Joining us now, Craig Albright, Vice President for Legislative Strategy with BSA, the Software Alliance, based in Washington, D.C. It's a lobbying organization for software industries. Craig, we really appreciate you being here. I'm just wondering, starting with this executive order that President Trump is expected to sign today, what's your sense of exactly how much money it could unleash and how beneficial it could be potentially to the software industry?
Lisa, thanks for the question. Thanks for having me on. You know, we'll see. The executive order isn't out yet, and we'll see when it comes out. I think it'll be very welcome in the sense that the administration is trying to prioritize R&D in artificial intelligence. I mean, step one is getting a mapping of where is the research being done in the government. Are there things that can be scaled? Are there things that can be combined? So it's really welcome that the administration is going to be putting out something to be able to prioritize artificial intelligence R&D.
So, Craig, as the software industry thinks about its policy priorities in 2019, clearly data privacy, data security, data integrity, those are issues that must be right at the top of the list, certainly for consumers. What is your sense as to, you know, how much the software industry writ large favors any type of regulatory oversight of data privacy?
Paul, thanks for the question. The software industry completely supports oversight of data privacy. I mean, most of our companies have called for comprehensive federal privacy legislation for a number of years. I mean, the reality is that technology moves a lot faster than policy. And on this issue and the issues across the board, what we do is we push to try to get policy to catch up. There's been an explosion of what we call the data economy. Every industry is relying on data. Businesses of all sizes are relying on data to try to compete. And there's just a lot of data available and a lot of data services that come along with that. And there's questions about how is this data being used? And those are natural questions. In terms of our companies, we strongly support federal legislation, comprehensive federal legislation. We think we need a strong federal standard that can be established and give people confidence and provide long-term stability to the markets for these products.
So, Craig, what has been the roadblock to getting these policies implemented? Is it simply the social media platforms themselves, the Facebooks of the world, pushing back?
Well, I think what we've seen is a real crescendo of the last several months that continues to build. And so where it is this time seems to be actually be building. There's bipartisan support.
Yeah.
We have a group of four senators in the Senate who are digging in. You know, it's clearly a priority for a variety of members of Congress. So we see some fresh momentum behind this and being a priority for this coming year.
Craig, it's interesting because you're talking about how legislative involvement in the software industry can be a positive. I'm just wondering where you're concerned from your constituencies, where their standpoint in terms of oversight and regulation and trying to crack down on a variety of different practices. I mean, where do you see that influence coming in?
Well, the concern that our industry has is not of strong privacy protections. The concern our industry has is that what laws come out are sometimes really messy and ambiguous and can actually conflict with itself. And so what we're hoping is that at the federal level, we can have a process that's serious, gets a lot of input, and can have very strong, clear federal standards, and that we can have one clear federal standard as opposed to letting states experiment, and which may be experimenting with ideas that are sound,
yeah,
but when they actually execute, they may not be workable. So our hope is that we can achieve a law that's workable.
Who benefits from the system being maintained the way it is right now?
Well, we think that if we pass federal privacy legislation, it's win-win-win for everyone. I mean, consumers want to understand how their data is being used. Our companies are businesses. They want long-term, predictable stability in markets for the services they provide. So there's a real win for our companies as well. If you can establish these high standards that people are comfortable with and give them confidence in how these services are being used. I mean, it's helpful to the government because they have a clear standard and they can enforce to it. So we see the possibility of federal privacy legislation as having positive if it can be done in the right way.
So, Craig, the U.S. trade delegation is back in China this week, and clearly one of the big issues on the table is technology, whether it's data theft or technological espionage. What do you and your software constituents believe will come out, if anything, out of these trade negotiations in terms of tech?
Well, it remains to be seen. You know, we're looking at media reports like you are and sort of waiting to see if there can be an agreement. I think, you know, there's different understandings of how far along they may be, but I think what we would like to see again is long-term stability to the markets. Technology is certainly being discussed, but in terms of where the tariffs are being applied and where some of the rhetoric is coming from, you know, we're more observers in this space, and our hope is that, you know, we can have a solution and, right, and get out of a trade war.
Excellent. Craig Albright, thank you so much for the update on policy trends for the software industry. Craig is the Vice President, Legislative Strategy, BSA, the Software Alliance, based in Washington, D.C.